The new procedure repairs the mitral valve, which regulates the blood flow between the chambers of the heart.
However, for some people, particularly as they age, that valve can start to malfunction.
Dr. Scott Lim is medical director of the Advanced Cardiac Valve Center.
And the most common way it malfunctions is that it doesn't completely close. Some of the blood, yes, does go out to the body, but some instead leaks back across that valve back to the lung.
If left untreated, it can lead to heart failure and death. But many people with the problem are elderly, frail, or unable to undergo conventional open-heart surgery. But as of this week, there is another option called a MitraClip.
What it does is it repairs the valve, so the patient still has their own heart valve. And instead of opening the heart in any way, we insert what's called a catheter or a tube from the blood vessel, the vein in the leg, and thread that up to the heart and over to where the mitral valve is on the left side. Through that catheter, we then insert what's called a mitral clip, which is a tiny little metal clip. And we can place those clips with great precision on the leaking part of the heart valve, effectively repairing that heart valve so it doesn't leak so much without having to open up the chest.
During clinical trials, which he conducted, 95% had the mitral clip successfully inserted and saw improvements in heart function, quality of life, and heart failure rates.
And in fact, it just got approved by the FDA about a week ago, and we did one of the first patients in the United States just yesterday and had a very nice result for a lady who otherwise would have been too high risk, too sick to undergo open heart surgery.
For more information, you can email them at valve@virginia.edu. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.